Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 15, Living and Active. Listen closely to these words because they speak about themselves. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart, Hebrews 4:12. Let that settle for just a moment. The Word of God is not a collection of ancient sayings. It is not an archive of wisdom you dust off when life gets hard. It is living. It is active right now in this very moment as you listen. God did not speak. God speaks. Present tense. And when you open that Bible, you are not leafing through history. You are opening a conversation with someone who is here and who has something to say to you today. And this word is sharp, sharper than anything a human hand has ever forged. No word we speak reaches where this word reaches. You want to know why? Because our words stop at the surface. They persuade, they move, they inform, but the Word of God goes through. It cuts past the excuses we keep telling ourselves. It passes right through the habits we no longer even notice. And it goes down, down to where soul and spirit meet, down to the deepest room of who you are. And there, something happens that is both unsettling and freeing. It reads you. While you are reading the Bible is reading you. It discerns motives you cannot put into words. It sees intentions you barely admit to yourself. You come to the text thinking you are looking for information, and you leave being known. But hear this. God does not expose what is hidden in you to shame you. That is not what this is. He exposes it to heal you. The light the Word turns on in the dark rooms of our soul is not the light of condemnation. It is the light of mercy. Everything it uncovers, every last thing, is within reach of His grace. That is why this sword is not in the hand of an enemy. It rests in the hand of a surgeon, of a father, of someone who knows every layer of you and still leans over you with care and precision. Let it do its work. Let it go where it needs to go, because you will rise lighter than it found you. I am not the one promising that. The Word itself is. So today, before breakfast, before your phone, before the news, before the noise of the day takes hold, do one thing. Read Hebrews 4:12 out loud, not in your head, out loud. Then sit in silence for 1 minute and ask, honestly, Lord, what is your word touching in me today? That's it. And wait, because it is living and it will answer. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.